This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from The $5 Dinner Mom One Dish Dinners Cookbook by Erin Chase, copyright 2012 by Erin Chase. Our first recipe is for old-fashioned beef stew. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows: extra virgin olive oil, beef stew meat, onion powder, garlic powder, 8 small red potatoes, 6 carrots, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, hot water, chopped parsley, salt, and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 3/4 of a pound of beef stew meat, 1 teaspoon onion powder, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 8 small red potatoes quartered, 6 carrots peeled and cut into thirds, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 2 cups hot water, 1 teaspoon chopped parsley, salt, and pepper. In a large pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat, warm the olive oil. Add the beef stew meat and brown on all sides. Season with the onion powder, garlic powder, and salt and pepper to taste. Once the beef has browned, add the potatoes, carrots, and diced tomatoes. Pour in the water and stir all of the ingredients together. Cover, reduce the heat to low, and simmer for 20 to 30 minutes. If you wish to simmer it longer, then watch the liquid level and add more broth or water as needed. Let cool slightly before serving. Taste and adjust the seasoning with additional salt and pepper if needed. Sprinkle with the chopped parsley. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for beef stew biscuit bake. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the stew, extra virgin olive oil, beef stew meat, 2 garlic cloves, 1 small yellow onion, 4 carrots, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 can or 8 ounces of tomato sauce, dried Italian seasoning, and shredded mozzarella cheese. For the biscuit topping, you will need all-purpose flour, sugar, baking powder, salt, garlic powder, 4 tablespoons of butter, and 1 cup milk. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 3/4 of a pound of beef stew meat, 2 garlic cloves crushed, 1 small yellow onion diced, 4 carrots peeled and chopped, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 1 can or 8 ounces of tomato sauce, 1 teaspoon of dried Italian seasoning, and 1 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese. For the biscuit topping, you will need 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 a teaspoon of garlic powder, 4 tablespoons of butter melted, and 1 cup of milk. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a large oven-proof pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat, warm the olive oil and then brown the stew meat. Stir in the garlic cloves, onion, carrots, diced tomatoes, tomato sauce, and Italian seasoning. Season with a little salt and pepper. Reduce the heat to medium-low and cook for 8 to 10 minutes. In a mixing bowl, whisk together the flour, sugar, baking powder, salt, and garlic powder. Then whisk in the melted butter and milk. When the batter is mixed, sprinkle the shredded cheese over the bubbling stew and then pour the biscuit batter over the top. Transfer the pot or Dutch oven to a preheated oven and bake for 20 to 24 minutes until the biscuit crust has baked through and begun to turn golden on top. Using heavy-duty oven mitts, carefully remove the pot or Dutch oven from the oven. Let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for dinnertime chili cheese nachos. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small yellow onion, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, 1 can or 8 ounces of tomato sauce, 2 small zucchini, about 1 pound, chili powder, ground cumin, salt, and pepper, 4 to 6 cups of corn tortilla chips, and shredded cheddar cheese. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small yellow onion chopped, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 1 can or 8 ounces of tomato sauce, 2 small zucchini, about 1 pound, diced, 1 tablespoon chili powder, 1 teaspoon ground cumin, salt, and pepper, 4 to 6 cups of corn tortilla chips, and 1 cup of shredded cheddar cheese. In a large pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat, brown the ground beef with the onion. Drain and return the mixture to the pot. Reduce the heat to low and add the diced tomatoes, tomato sauce, zucchini, chili powder, and cumin. Season with the salt and pepper to taste. Let the chili simmer for 5 to 10 minutes. Place the tortilla chips on serving plates and top with the chili, then sprinkle with the shredded cheese. Microwave to melt the cheese if the hot chili doesn't melt at first. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for balsamic pot roast with pearl onions. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of chuck roast, salt and pepper, 4 medium Idaho potatoes, 4 carrots, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen pearl onions, dried Italian seasoning, and balsamic vinegar. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 pound of chuck roast, salt and pepper, 4 medium Idaho potatoes peeled and cut into chunks, 4 carrots peeled and cut into inch pieces, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen pearl onions, 1 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning, and 1/4 cup of balsamic vinegar. Add the chuck roast to the insert of a 5-quart or larger slow cooker. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. Add the potato, carrots, and pearl onions around and over the top of the chuck roast. Sprinkle the Italian seasoning over all the ingredients, then slowly drizzle the balsamic vinegar over all the ingredients. Season with additional salt and pepper if needed. Set the slow cooker on low and cook for 8 hours. When cooked, transfer the roast potatoes, carrots, and onions from the slow cooker to a serving platter. Let the roast cool slightly before slicing and serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for slow cooker beef roast with red potatoes and butternut squash. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 4 red potatoes, 1 small butternut squash, about 1 pound, beef chuck roast, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 4 red potatoes quartered, 1 small butternut squash, about 1 pound, peeled and cubed, 1 1/4 pounds of beef chuck roast, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon onion powder, salt, and pepper. Place the potatoes and butternut squash in the insert of a 5-quart or larger slow cooker. Place the beef chuck roast on top and sprinkle with the garlic powder, onion powder, and salt and pepper. Set the slow cooker on low and cook for 8 hours. Let the beef roast cool slightly before slicing and serving. Serve slow cooker beef roast with red potatoes and butternut squash. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for sausage, potato, and pepper skillet. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Extra virgin olive oil, 1 small yellow onion, 4 Idaho potatoes, 1 pound of mild Italian sausage links, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, dried oregano, 1 green bell pepper, garlic salt, and black pepper. Your ingredients list is 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1 small yellow onion diced, 4 Idaho potatoes peeled and diced into 3/4-inch pieces, 1 pound of mild Italian sausage links, casings removed, sliced into 1-inch pieces, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 1 teaspoon dried oregano, 1 green bell pepper seeded and diced, garlic salt, and black pepper. In a large 12-inch skillet or sauté pan over medium-high heat, warm the olive oil. Add the onion and potatoes and sauté for 2 to 3 minutes. Add about 1/2 cup of water and continue to cook the potatoes for another 3 to 4 minutes. Add the sliced sausage, diced tomatoes, and the oregano. Cover tightly with a lid and cook for 10 to 15 minutes until the sausage has cooked through. Add the bell pepper and remove the skillet from the heat. The bell pepper will cook with heat from the other ingredients. Season with garlic salt and pepper to taste. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for sweet and spicy sausage cornbread skillet bake. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound all-natural ground pork sausage, 1 can or 15 ounces of corn kernels, 1 can or 10 ounces of diced tomatoes with green chilies, 1 cup shredded Monterey Jack cheese. For the cornbread topping, you will need all-purpose flour, yellow cornmeal, sugar, baking powder, salt, 1 egg, milk, canola or vegetable oil, honey, and sugar for sprinkling. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 pound of all-natural ground pork sausage, 1 can or 15 ounces of corn kernels drained, 1 can or 10 ounces of diced tomatoes with green chilies drained, and 1 cup of shredded Monterey Jack cheese. For the cornbread topping, you will need 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of yellow cornmeal, 3/4 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 egg, 1 cup of milk, 1/4 cup canola or vegetable oil, 2 tablespoons honey, and 2 tablespoons sugar for sprinkling. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. In a 12-inch cast iron skillet over medium-high heat, brown the all-natural pork sausage. Drain and return to the skillet. Then add the corn and diced tomatoes with the green chilies. Continue to cook over medium-high heat until most of the liquid has evaporated from the skillet. 3 to 5 minutes depending on how much liquid needs to cook off. Sprinkle the shredded cheese over the sausage mixture and cook for 1 to 2 minutes more until most of the cheese has melted. In a medium mixing bowl, whisk together the flour, cornmeal, sugar, baking powder, and salt. Add the egg, milk, oil, and honey and whisk until a smooth batter forms, about 2 minutes. Pour the cornbread batter over the top of the cheese in the skillet and let cook for about 2 minutes or until the cornbread batter begins to set along the edges of the skillet. Transfer the skillet to the preheated oven and bake for 18 to 20 minutes until the cornbread has baked through and begun to turn golden on top. Using a heavy-duty oven mitts, remove the skillet from the oven carefully as the handle will be very hot. Let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for loaded potato frittata. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Turkey bacon, 4 medium Idaho potatoes, 8 eggs, milk, sour cream, salt and pepper, shredded cheddar cheese, and 1 bunch scallions. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 6 slices of turkey bacon or all-natural bacon, 4 medium Idaho potatoes peeled and diced, 8 eggs, 1/2 cup of milk, 1/4 cup of sour cream, salt and pepper, 1 1/2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese, and 1 bunch scallions sliced. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Cook the bacon in a 12-inch cast iron skillet over medium to medium-low heat. Transfer the bacon to paper towels to drain and then crumble. Reserve the bacon fat in the skillet. In the same skillet, sauté the potatoes and the bacon fat over medium-high heat for 5 to 7 minutes or until they begin to soften. Once softened, return the crumbled bacon to the skillet and combine with the potatoes. In a mixing bowl, whisk together the eggs, milk, and sour cream. Season with a little salt and pepper. Pour the egg mixture over the softened potatoes and cook over medium-low heat for about 3 minutes or until you see the eggs along the edges begin to set. Transfer the skillet to the preheated oven and bake for 15 to 20 minutes until the eggs in the middle have set. Sprinkle the shredded cheese over the top and then bake for 5 minutes more. Once the cheese has melted, carefully remove the skillet from the oven. Be sure to use heavy-duty oven mitts as the handle will be hot. Let cool slightly before slicing. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for pork chop apple stuffing bake. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 4 pork chops, about 1 1/4 pounds. 1 package or 8 ounces of sage stuffing mix, 2 golden delicious apples, 2 celery stalks, raisins, hot water, and salt and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 4 pork chops, about 1 1/4 pounds, 1 package or 8 ounces of sage stuffing mix, 2 golden delicious apples, cored and chopped, 2 celery stalks chopped, 1 cup raisins, 2 cups hot water, salt, and pepper. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. Place the pork chops into the bottom of the prepared baking dish. In a mixing bowl, toss together the stuffing mix, apples, celery, and raisins. Pour the hot water over the mixture and toss until the stuffing has absorbed the water. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Spread the stuffing mixture over the top of the pork chops, covering the pork chops completely. Cover the baking dish with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 30 minutes. Remove the foil and bake for 20 to 25 minutes more until the pork chops have cooked through. The cooking time may vary depending on the thickness of the pork chops. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for ginger pork chop casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 3 sweet potatoes, about 1.5 pounds. 1 orange. 4 boneless pork chops, about 1.25 pounds. Garlic powder. Ground ginger. 1 small yellow onion. Salt and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 3 sweet potatoes, about 1.5 pounds, peeled and thinly sliced, the juice of 1 orange, 4 boneless pork chops, about 1.25 pounds, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 small yellow onion diced, salt, and pepper. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. Spread out the sweet potato slices evenly in the bottom of the prepared baking dish. Sprinkle with a few dashes of the ginger. Place the pork chops on top of the sweet potato layer and season with the garlic powder, ginger, and salt and pepper. Cover the baking dish with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 30 minutes, then uncover and bake for 25 minutes more or until the pork chops have cooked through and the sweet potatoes are tender. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for smothered Italian pork chops. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 4 bone-in pork chops, about 1.5 pounds, salt and pepper, 1 small yellow onion, 4 celery stalks, 4 small potatoes, store-bought or homemade balsamic vinaigrette, dried Italian seasoning. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 4 bone-in pork chops, about 1.5 pounds, salt and pepper, 1 small yellow onion chopped, 4 celery stalks chopped, 4 small potatoes peeled and diced into 1/2-inch pieces, 1/2 cup of store-bought or homemade basic vinaigrette, 1 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. Place the pork chops in the bottom of the prepared baking dish and sprinkle each side with a little salt and pepper. In a mixing bowl, toss together the onion, celery, potatoes, vinaigrette dressing, and Italian seasoning. Pour the mixture over the top of the pork chops in the baking dish and spread it out evenly. Sprinkle a little salt and pepper over the top. Bake uncovered in the preheated oven for 45 to 50 minutes or until the pork chops are no longer pink in the middle. Makes 4 servings. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.